Okay, case number 24-20, Wayne A. Veers, applicant for 911 West Adams Avenue. Will the city present its case, please?
Case number 24-2020, the city has 9 exhibits to submit to the record. Exhibit 1 is a variance application regarding the property located at 911 West Adams Avenue. Exhibit 1 is 1 page in length. Exhibit 2 is a 1-page letter from the applicant, Wayne A. Veers, to the Board of Adjustment regarding the variance requests and received by the Public Works Department on October 12, 2020. Exhibit 3 is a 1-page oversized document containing a surveyor's real property report for the subject property. Exhibit 4 is an affidavit of publication signed by Lisa Fowler. Exhibit 4 is 1 page in length and advises the public of these proceedings. Exhibit 5 is a letter addressed to the applicant and signed by Amy Lowry, City Planner 2, dated October 23rd, 2020. Exhibit 5 is 2 pages in length. Exhibit 6 is a list of property owners within 300 feet of the subject property and a map showing where those owners are located. Exhibit 6 is 2 pages in length. Exhibit 7 is a 1-page document received by the Public Works Department on October 21st, 2020, containing an annotated depiction of the location and each section length of the proposed fence on the subject property. Exhibit 8 is a 5-page document containing photographs of the subject property along with comments thereto. Exhibit 9 is the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, including the zoning ordinances, the comprehensive plan, and the zoning district map, which are or may hereafter be in force. At this time, the city calls Amy Lowry. As a reminder, you're still under oath.
Yes.
Are you familiar with case number 24-2020?
I am.
Is the subject property in this case located at 911 West Adams Avenue in the city of Kirkwood, zoning district R1?
Yes.
And in the case of 911 West Adams Avenue, is the applicant seeking a variance from the fence height restriction found in Chapter 5, Article 4, Section 5-39, Subsection C of the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances?
Yes.
Specifically, in this case, is there a maximum fence height of 4 feet?
Correct.
And does the applicant propose a fence height of 6 feet?
Yes.
Therefore, does the applicant seek a variance of 2 feet as to the height of the fence?
Yes.
And in the case of 911 West Adams Avenue, is the applicant also seeking a variance from the requirement found in Chapter 5, Article 4, Section 5-40, Subsection A of the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, requiring that fences located in front of the front building line of any residentially zoned or residentially occupied lot shall be at least 1/3 open?
Yes.
And does the applicant propose a fence that is not 1/3 open?
Correct.
Do you have anything else to add?
I just wanted to add that in the case of this property, because it's rather large, it's several acres, rather than require the property owner to do a boundary survey, we allowed him to submit a real property report because of the cost of a boundary survey would have been pretty exorbitant because of the size of the property. And because what he was looking for is a variance from the fence code, and should you grant this variance, the fence would be in relationship to the house itself and not in relationship to the boundaries of the lot.
Okay. Okay, thanks. The board may direct questions to Ms. Lowry.
Ms. Lowry, how many front yards does this house have? Based on the code, is it 2 or 3?
Well, it just has 1 front yard, and let me bring up the share the screen on this. So the property actually consists of 2 subdivision lots. So it's lot 1, 2 and lot 3 of the subdivision. So technically one person owns it all, but they could build another house on this other property here. But the whole front yard, this is Adams. So this is the entire front yard. And then in this case, the rear yard would be, I believe, back here. And then this would be a side, and then a side perhaps over here. And then as far as the fence itself, technically the portion that's in front of this front corner is in the front yard. So the fence back here, actually they could do, you know, as a full privacy fence, but anything out in front of this corner, would require a variance. So if you do like you've done in the past to just let them, you know, put up the fence with regard to this exhibit, then we really don't have to worry about, you know, where does the front yard, what point does the front yard end and where are we in the back? So that'd just be the easiest way to do it. Does that help?
Amy, this kind of reminds me of that pool in the front yard a little further down West Adams.
Yes, a few years ago, you allowed a pool in a front yard that was not, it's not even visible from Adams, yes.
Right, and that basically this is the same scenario.
Yes, I mean, the applicant did, I don't know if anybody drove up there or had the chance to drive up there, but he provided numerous photos of the property from this is from Adams. And then here's a view of his property through trees. He's saying that no part of the fence will be visible. Of course this is, you know, summer fall pictures. It may be visible, you know, in the winter, I'm not sure, but then, here's from his driveway house. And then this is up near the house. So looking at where the fence would be positioned.
I was thinking about driving up there, but then I didn't want to run across that big dog in his letter. So I just took for granted his pictures.
And I believe you'll have to ask the applicant, but I believe this portion of the fence is already here. And this is, you know, where the fence is going to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
He can probably give you more information about that.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, can I ask you a question? I guess I'm missing it here. I'm looking at all the notices that went out to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And 1021 doesn't show up as it been given a notice of this meeting. Am I missing that somewhere on here? Because I know Mr. Fry, is that part of Mr. Fry's property? Is he 1017 and 1021? A combination of
21 should have gotten a notice. You're right. I don't see it on here. But there is Fry at 1017 West Adams.
Correct. And I'm just wondering whether that 1021 is part of his property as well.
Oh yes. Yes. And the 1021 and the notices go to where the tax bills go.
Right. So 1017 is where his house is, but the rest of it is just ground for his art.
And yes.
Studio. Yes. Okay. That's why I just wanted to make sure he knew. Okay. Thank you.
Paul, that was impressive. You caught that.
That's the art gallery, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Questions from Ms. Lowry?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lowry. We may call you back.
Okay.
Will the applicant please be invited in and be sworn in? Okay, Mr. Veers, do you hear us? Mr. Veers? Wayne? Does anyone hear Mr. Veers?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Now we can.
I guess I just had to unplug and plug back in my microphone for some reason.
Okay. Would you raise your right hand, please, Wayne?
Yes.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, God?
I do.
Thank you.
Before you testify, please state your name.
Hello, my name is Wayne Veers.
Thank you. Go ahead. You may go ahead now.
Hello. For the variance and question here, this house specifically has been in my family for 60 years. The reason we're having this discussion is because of the zoning of Adams, the way it curves towards my house past the driveway. It causes the side / backyard of the home to be zoned as the front yard. So for us to have a fence for our animals and future children to not run off into the woods in the only yard that's applicable to be a backyard for the house or that really could be fenced in any reasonable way, we would need a variance just because of the we're not questioning the zoning of the house, but just asking for a variance due to the zoning. As pictured, I think part of the hardships is that partially it's 60 feet lower than the road and not visible from the road. I guess I haven't checked since all the leaves have come off, but you can hardly see the top of the house from Adams, let alone the fence that will be constructed. So I don't believe it'll change the character of the road. I have a dog that's particularly a runner, and my grandparents did have a dog die at this residence due to the poor lighting and constant speeding on Adams. I think there was someone that may have been critically injured or died on Adams at my driveway 2 weeks ago. There was three ambulances and two fire trucks and three police cars that blocked off the road for about 6 hours cleaning up the mess. So I ran on there. I coach cross country. We for Kirkwood High School, and we tell the runners to avoid the road because it's particularly dangerous. Not to mention there's a valley and a pretty severe drop off right out past where the fence will occur from this yard, where you exit the house from the back door. So we would want to block that from future young children that will be in the yard. And we're seeking a variance for the visibility because we're connecting to a fence that my grandparents put up some number of decades ago. It's still in good enough shape that the fence contractor said it would be good to connect to it. And if that fence is not see-through, it would be strange to have a differently styled, mostly see-through fence for 66% of the fence and have a middle portion of it be opaque. And I think that is all I have to say.
Any questions for Mr. Veers?
None.
All right, have any Mr. Ward?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Veers.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to speak in favor of the variance request?
Nobody left.
Nobody left, okay. Is there any opposition to the variance request? Okay, no one in opposition. We will close the public portion of the hearing and talk amongst ourselves.
I don't see a problem with it myself.
No, I think the location, the elevation, and everything else, I don't have an issue at all with it.
Yeah, I would agree. I know this property very well since I grew up in the neighborhood and knew the owners. And one of their sons was in my class. And this house probably sits 25 feet above the street, and you can't see it except from up the, if you're driving west on Adams and look up the driveway. But even in the summer or winter, the foliage is pretty dense.
So because of the hardship and the way Adams curves, that presents the hardship that we're talking about.
I would agree with that.
You could almost consider this a corner lot.
Okay. All right. We'll take a motion on the variance request. I hear a motion.
Approval.
Okay. All right. Case number 24-the first motion will be for the height variance. Let's start with that one first. Okay. So moves a second. Mr. Roser, second. Ms. Coronado, second. Do I hear it? Okay. Heard a second. All right. Case number 24-2020, Wayne A. Veers, applicant for 911 West Adams Avenue, requests a variance to the fence code requirements on the height of the fence.
Paul Ward?
In favor.
Cindy Coronado?
Favor.
Mark McLean?
In favor.
Paul Schaefer?
In favor.
Joe Roser, in favor.
Case number 24-2020 on the 6-foot fence variance request for the property known as 911 West Adams Avenue. Whereas the board does find and determine the property in question is in zoning district R1 and pursuant to the provisions of the zoning code of Kirkwood, Missouri, requires a fence located in the front of the building line not to exceed 48 inches in height. And whereas the board does further find and determine that the granted variance of permitting the fence to be 6 feet in height would not constitute a change in the district map, will not be inappropriate to the scale of the building to which it relates or the aesthetic environment of the surrounding structures, and land use would not impair an adequate supply of light and air to the adjacent property, would not increase the danger of fire, would not diminish nor impair the established property values within the surrounding area, would not impair the public health, safety, comfort, and morals of the city of Kirkwood. Variation from such strict application of the ordinance is to be in order so as to relieve a practical difficulty or necessary hardship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the appeal of Wayne A. Veers is hereby granted on the property known as 911 West Adams Avenue for the construction of a new 6-foot high fence in the location, 6-foot high fence, and the building commissioner is hereby directed to issue a permit for such construction. Take a vote, please.
Paul Ward.
In favor.
Jimmy Coronado. Mark McLean.
In favor.
Paul Schaefer.
In favor.
Joe Roser, in favor.
Okay, Mr. Veers, your 6-foot height variance request has been granted. Now we will take ready for a motion on the fence openness.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, case number 24-20, Wayne A. Veers, applicant for 911 West Adams Avenue, requesting a variance for the fence code requirements and openness in front of the front building line. Take a vote, please, Mr. Roser.
Paul Ward.
In favor.
Cindy Coronado.
In favor.
Mark McLean.
In favor.
Paul Schaefer.
Favor.
Joe Roser, in favor.
Case number 24-2020 on the fence openness issue, variance request for the property known as 911 West Adams Avenue, whereas the board does find and determine that the property in question is in zoning district R1 and pursuant to the provisions of the zoning code of Kirkwood, Missouri, requires a fence located in the front of the building line to be at least 1/3 open. And whereas the board does further find and determine that the granted variance of permitting the fence to be less than 1/3 open would not constitute a change in the district map, will not be inappropriate to the scale of the building to which it relates or to the aesthetic environment of the surrounding structures and land use, would not impair an adequate supply of light and air to the adjacent property, would not increase the danger of fire, would not diminish nor impair the established property values within the surrounding area, and would not impair the public health, safety, comfort, and morals of the city of Kirkwood. A variation from such strict application of the ordinance is to be in order so as to relieve a practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the appeal of Wayne A. Veers is hereby granted on the property known as 911 West Adams Avenue for the construction of a new non-open 6-foot high privacy fence. And the building commissioner is hereby directed to issue a permit for such construction. Take a vote, please.
Paul Ward.
In favor.
Cindy Coronado.
Favor.
Mark McLean.
In favor.
Paul Schaefer?
In favor.
Joe Roser, in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Veers. Your variance request for the fence openness has been granted. Okay. Nothing else in front of us. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
All right. Good night.